everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Bonus Side Project. Obviously, these episodes are going to come out a lot quicker every week or so, as I've got ones recorded with people, because it's simply just us sitting down and watching an episode of Power Rangers with the cast. Now, it was fun for me to bring people on for Season 2, because Season 1 people have been on the behind-the-scenes chat. You've heard a little bit from them. They've been on the interview that we did and things like that. But it's fun to bring people on who not only are new to the show and have something that you haven't heard before, but also their insight on the last few episodes. So on this episode, I've got with me Will, who plays Adam.
Hello, everyone.
Now, everybody was interested when I posted up Will Smith as Adam. Not that Will Smith, interesting. You've come onto the show, obviously, in the last five episodes, becoming sort of quite a big role, because Adam is in the original show, kind of one of the more developed characters. So we've had some fun in changing the character, adding a different element to him with him being gay. I think I was originally going to do that with Billy, but I think not only because of Connor's performance, but also I think just because I've kind of established him at this point, I didn't want to go down the road. So I was going to bring in a new character for that. And I think it's been quite good. And I think I could imagine Johnny Young Bosch playing that, which is why it made sense for me. But so you came on board the show when we cast you. So what's been your experience so far? Your thoughts on playing Adam, all that stuff?
I've loved it so far. Ever since I took a class in college, and my professor was like, yeah, you have a really good young sounding voice. And for the new characters that came in season two, because they came in like early, so they didn't like necessarily replace anyone. To me, I was like, okay, these versions are kind of younger, so I think my voice would fit one of them.
Yeah, and I remember you saying, am I too young? And I was like, no, it makes sense for them. We'll finally have a teenager playing a teenager. That makes is more than the show has ever done. That absolutely works. And I think, again, it adds this kind of element of they're a year younger than the original team, and I think it adds to that kind of naivety of them. So they come into it, especially because you come in right after the Doomsday finale, where Jason's just lost his town, everybody knows, Tommy's just died, the original team are wrecked, and you guys come in being like, hi guys, we're here to be Power Rangers. They're like, oh my God. So that was fun doing that whole thing. Obviously we've started down a development with him going into sort of a relationship with one of the Shadow Rangers in the last couple of episodes. But yeah, it's going to be fun. This the episodes that are coming up, or I guess by the time you hear this, it might have released episode 6. These episodes are where things go. You think I've been going off the rails before now? This is where we go completely away from the show and go into completely new territory that the show never dared to go to. And you are a big part of that in some places. So, anything else you want to say about the show, so for the audio drama so far, before we go on to watching the episode?
I will say, I've always thought about how voice actors and everything will get, like, in a way, they won't have, like, the experience of playing something for the first time, like if it's a game, and they would just, like, get it all from the script. But it's been really nice, like, just getting it from the script and then hearing it completed. Like, it's a very fulfilling feeling.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I went with my gut on who I thought would work for the roles, and I think everybody has kind of really settled into their characters, and now you know definitively who everybody is, and it helps that they've kind of all got some development now. They've all kind of got a thing going on. They've all got a kind of defined part in the show. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and watch the Adam-focused episode, which is, believe it or not, Goldar's Vice Versa, which you'd think would be a Goldar episode, but it's not. In fact, it's an Adam episode and a Scorpina episode. So this is the only episode in season two, or the only episode after season one, that isn't Japanese footage, which is got Scorpina in it. And that's because Scorpina obviously was from Zooranger. She was originally a Japanese actress, and they never used her after that. But they did cast an Asian actress for this episode, but they forgot to cast her for more than one episode. So then they couldn't get her down, and Scorpina never appeared again. So this one is the only episode where she comes back, which just that's this show in a nutshell. But yeah, we'll go ahead and if you can bring it up, Netflix has all of Mighty Morphin on it still in most places. But if you have a DVD copy, bring it up as well. We're going to play it, not skipping any of the intros or anything like that. And we are going to play the episode in 3, 2, 1, go. The only thing I don't like about the season 2 intro is the every time anybody moves. Like, you don't need that over the music. Kimberly up top. That's the most senior ranger. Her and David Yost now.
You are not kidding about the sound effects.
Yeah, every time somebody, a Power Ranger moves.
I mean, that's just where Johnny Test got its inspiration from.
Yeah. So Johnny Young Bosch earlier on, obviously your counterpart in live action that your character's based on. And there's the Thunder Tiger Zord. All right, here we go. And here's your character that you've most closely had sort of an interaction with, which is Rocky. And for some reason they feel like it needs to be in slow motion.
Guess we're done.
I suppose you should ask, how much of the original show have you ever watched?
I actually have not watched a lot of the original.
Okay.
I was actually confused when I saw the movie, because I was like, who are these new people?
So this is kind of your first real experience watching the original show?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I believe I started out with the Ninja Storm.
Yeah. You'll see where a lot of the inspiration for some of the stuff that I've written has come from, but also a lot of the stuff that I've deliberately avoided, like most of these two.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Bulk and Skull's love interests are the opposites of each other. The Bulk one is interested in Skull, and the Skull one... I don't know what that says about them as friends, but speaking of gay... And yeah, interesting that obviously we made Adam gay, but this is the episode that focuses on him trying to get with a girl, but didn't do that deliberately, but him having a relationship with somebody is part of the show. There's Lord Zedd. Who is extremely more petty in this version. He's just very like, petty. I will ruin your dance. That's what I'm here for. Wow, that is so ADR. Wow. That's like The Room.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, go and creep out watching the girls play volleyball and you will definitely get asked to the dance. That's definitely how you do it, guys. Why has Skull got an eye patch?
Good question.
And he's got, like, Han Solo trousers?
He does.
Oh, my Lord. I put these two in season one a little bit, but I couldn't put them in much, not only because, obviously, the Rangers aren't all in the same school, but also because it kind of ruins the tone a lot. No, that's not what it means. Yeah, their whole thing this season was they wanted to find out who the Power Rangers were, and they assumed that this love note is going to tell them.
So.
Again, I spoke with this on the Jimmy episode. The reason I've kind of wrote Zed out for a little bit is because if you beat him every week and make him this petty where he has these silly plans, it completely ruins the character by...
Yeah, becoming not much of a threat.
Yeah, he's just as bad as Rita at this point. Nobody, like... he's been beat so much, and every week he's like, oh, I'll get them next time! You know? Oh, my lord. The putties at this point have just become interpretive dancers, and I don't know what that one was doing.
I'm terrified. They just appeared, started doing that.
Yeah. I think the season one putties, I think the suits are better. They haven't got that stupid vulnerable thing with a Z. And also, they're not these bizarre interpretive dancers. But it does get Johnny Young Bosch a chance to show off what he can do.
And he is definitely doing it.
Yeah, there they go. I love how nobody at the volleyball thing noticed that. They just all left. Angel Grove High School. So much of the original show is taken up by these two, and don't get me wrong, I enjoy them, especially their character arc, but later on, but... Yeah, it just... There'll be several times in the show where there's this really intense things happening, and then you cut to these two dicking around, and it's like, oh, there goes the tension. Maybe I should have blown up Angel Grove. Killed him off. I also don't really like that Adam's love interest has to be an Asian girl. That's... I didn't even think about it until recently, by the way, that obviously, you know, with all the other actors, I've cast somebody who's the same ethnicity as the actor, whereas you, not necessarily.
Yeah.
But I don't think it really makes a difference to the performance or the character, so.
And of course she's wearing black.
Yeah. You know, she's definitely not evil.
No, definitely not.
I love how everybody at the gym and juice bar, just somebody's just practicing doing karate and they just gather as a crowd.
I'm wondering where they keep all the mats.
It's a gym, I guess. Sabrina, because it begins with S and ends in A. I wonder who she could be. I'm trying to decide whether she's dubbed or not.
They might as well be main characters.
Yeah, they are in it more than any other Rangers so far. So their whole subplot about finding some sort of treasure clue to some sort of roadmap, which has been laid by these two, which they think is going to lead to the Power Rangers for some reason.
Some reason.
That's pretty much every episode in this season, I'm not going to lie. Season two is all this.
Wow.
These two have some vague thing. Oh, it must be in the Power Rangers, blah, blah, blah. Then they do hijinks. I love how it's in California, but Ernie's like New Yorker. Hey, you guys can't be back here. Oh my God. And yes, these two characters, the opposite Bulk and Skull, do not appear in any other episode after this.
Wow.
I guess they transferred away. Introduce them for one running gag, and that's it. Oh no, she's not dubbed, she's just terrible. So yeah, Adam has two love interests in this episode, and they're both Asian. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But at least at this point, they'd switch these two's colors around because that was problematic in season one.
Yeah, yeah.
You're definitely within earshot.
I love how dramatic that was.
And who was she talking to? The camera. I love how she's just dicking Aisha, like being horrible to her. What? Two Power Rangers hang out together. What? They're two friends. What?
Okay. Right. Said, I'm pretty sure you have more important things to do.
Yeah, like take over the world with the giant reptilian monster that could just blow up everything up? No? No? Okay. She looks nothing like the Japanese Scorpina, but... yeah. She didn't do a bad job on the voice, though. She does sound like the one that did her in the first season, the dubber, at least.
Hmm.
And yes, they're never allowed to actually hit anybody with those swords, so they just kind of shoot lasers.
Of course.
Because that would be too violent. What was Zed's plan? Get Adam to follow him to the park, follow to the park, and then turn on him.
I guess so.
I think the juice bar is meant to be like the school's function room because they have all their dances and things here. I know it's just because it's the big set that they've got, but...
Interesting.
This is a character I had a cameo of in season one, Kimberly's teacher.
Hmm.
Just as kind of a Easter egg. A hike? Is that what you call a walk through the park?
Yeah, I was picturing some sort of mountain.
Oh, that's weird. Tommy's hair is voluptuous.
Yeah, I was not ready for that.
And Garrett is very good close with that voice.
Oh yeah, I think I prefer his version.
Nice bit of continuity for this show, especially that they remembered that the old new guys haven't met her.
Oh, yeah.
Which adds the question as to where she's been for the whole season, but, you know, whatever. Wow, Billy did not put any emotion into that morphing ball. Triceratops! And I also did not have Tommy call his sword's name, because I... don't know why that was a thing.
Yeah. I do think it's interesting how Adam and Aisha didn't instantly realize something was up when she said Power Rangers.
Yeah, she's like, ah, Power Rangers! And then it wasn't until she turned into Scorpina that they were like, oh, that, something's wrong here. They're just waiting their turn. This is not great choreography. But God bless that guy in the gold R suit. He has earned his money in the California heat.
Oh, yeah. Trying his best.
He must be roasting in that suit. Whoa, okay.
That was a choice?
Yeah. It's not often they get those weapons in the American village. And of course, we spoke about with Jimmy in our episode that we had them be the different, because we didn't replace Jason, Zach, and Trini in our version, so I invented a whole other team, so you could be the suits that go along with the Zords. Zed is really cool, which is why obviously I got the whole character from, the whole aesthetic,
oh, yeah.
The whole voice, everything. But yeah, as I say, he's completely undermined by his entire scheme is to ruin Adam's love life, I guess.
Yeah, I guess he was playing the long game.
Yeah, and there's a thing, Scorpion. We used that in the episode 4, I think. We used that, right? Where
yeah.
Scorpina becomes a monster when she grows big. Except I didn't
picture her being so grotesque.
Yeah, that's what you were. And I love how those two are just waiting there for them to do it. Well, they do this entire sequence. Yeah.
Firebird, huh?
That's just a phoenix. I don't know why they call it a firebird. And that is blatantly a Pegasus and not a unicorn. There's a reason I changed some of these.
Yeah.
But I did keep these morphing calls because they're kind of iconic.
Yeah.
Do some of these sound effects as well. This is actually quite similar to a fight we had at the end of White Light Part 1 with Scorpina against the Thunder Megazord.
Yeah.
Although that footage of Goldar and Scorpina is blatantly from the other Sentai that these swords are not from. So they will never interact. You will never see them on the same screen.
Yeah.
Because that is footage from Green with Evil, I think. From season one.
Yeah, there's definitely a quality change between them.
Yeah. But the sword comes down. No sword. Where'd the sword go? Die Ranger footage. Two Ranger footage.
Wow.
they never are on screen together because it's two different shows cut together. Oh. That's what this show was at this point. It's very strange. But it's cut together better than you would think for what it is. I don't know if that was us freezing there or the actual show.
It must have been the show. I don't know.
Playing like the whole song here.
Huh. Right?
Oh, Saba spoke for 2 seconds there.
Oh, I didn't even catch it.
He doesn't speak very often in this version. He's much more of a character in ours.
He's
a horrible character, but he's a character.
Yeah, you got that right.
And I mean that as a person, not as a quality.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Goldar does what he always does in this show, runs away, which I kind of made a thing in our version as well. But at least they call... Yeah, exactly. Next time, Gadget. Yeah, it's
always
same
next
thing.
Time.
Yeah. There is no music playing. Oh my lord. Just kind of look like you're dancing awkwardly. Wow. That came into our show where Aisha's kind of his supportive friend with his love life. Oh, we'd have to pay off this subplot. Why did you go to the dance? If those people who just go just to be sit in the corner and glare at people, you could just not go.
It's a good question.
Were they just crouched down on the floor?
I suppose so.
These two are good comedic actors. They do the best with what they've got, but
yeah. It's almost as if Bulk and Skull know where the plot is, but not necessarily what the plot is.
Yeah. Because if they're competent, they'd figure out who the Rangers were in 5 seconds.
Considering their colors, yep.
Yeah, they're all dressed in their colors. And that's how every episode ends, with them laughing at their misfortune. Which I guess at this point is them getting girlfriends, which they are being harassed by. Oh, my lord. Yeah, so the original show is a very different tone for a very different audience, as we've spoke about before. But that was your kind of first experience of an Adam episode, I guess?
Yeah. I did note how he was being very moody in the beginning when he just could not get a date.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of the whole Rocky situation. Oh,
nobody would ask me out. Oh, no. Yeah. It kind of makes him more of kind of a nerdy outsider, which is cool. I think people kind of see Adam that way. He's sort of the more cool Billy, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he got to show off his martial arts, and then he had two age girls that were interested in him. So, it's very cheesy, but it's the first episode that really focuses on Adam and kind of makes him a character. But I thought it'd be interesting, obviously, because it focuses on kind of his love life, and that's kind of been a thing with our episodes, the last couple of ones. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, any thoughts on that, or that compared to our show, or anything like that before we wrap it up?
I did like...
You're trying to think of something that you liked.
I like the Japanese footage. That was really nice. Like,
yes, the Thunder Swords are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Thunder Swords look really cool, and the summoning sickness when the dragon comes in and all that stuff. It's amazing. Yeah. Fortunately, it's from a completely different show, but they put the awesome Ron Wasserman theme over it, so... made it even cooler, at least for that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But unfortunately, as I say, the season 2 Zord fights, unless you get ones that are actually from direct, you either have the Rangers don't interact with the monster on foot, really, and they just fight putties, but then they grow, and then it's a Dire Ranger monster, so you actually get the Megazord fighting the monster, or you get what we got this episode, which is we're using the bad guys from the previous Sentai, because it's from the previous season, and we're going to cut it up in reverse angle syndrome. So the Megazord throws a punch, cut to the reverse angle, Goldar falls over, which is a lot of season 2. Yeah, it's a thing. And then the show becomes really meta with the whole thing where Jason Zak and Trini have quit, the actors have quit, but the show hasn't had them actually leave yet. So what they do is they have cut-in footage of the actors from previous episodes just smiling and nodding. And they like cut it in and pretend that they're still there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
While at the same time introducing Rocky Adam and Aisha's characters. It's very bizarre. It's
I have read that it was only Kimberly that had like the proper send-off.
Yes. Because she got she let them know like 10 episodes ahead of time, and they actually made it a story arc. Season 3 is, it's still this show, don't get me wrong, it's still corny and as hell, but they actually start doing real continuity and real character arcs and making them seem like real people. They actually start treating Tommy and Kimberly like a couple. Like, this episode was a dance. They weren't even so much as holding hands in this. Like, every 40 episodes, they kiss on the cheek or something, and be like, oh, I guess they're a couple, but they never really do anything with it. I don't know whether that was just this show not wanting to do that really because of the target demographic or whatever. Yeah. But towards the end, they finally started treating them like a couple right before Kimberly leaves.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. So I don't think it's given you much in terms of playing our version of Adam. I think our version is, I mean, the actor may be very, you know, Johnny Young Bosch is very respected.
Oh, yeah.
For what he brings to it, and he does the most of what he has. But I don't think you're ever going to have a situation where you're accidentally dating Scorpina. Although we have accidentally done something like that where you are dating one of the Shadow Rangers. So,
oh yeah.
So you meet a love interest in the park. He turns out to be a bad guy. So maybe I was subconsciously adapting this episode.
Oh yeah. Also, what I noticed was that, who was it? Rocky, Billy, and Kim, I think, were like, I guess, yeah. They were solo, or they were going against the putties. And Tommy was soloing the two like mini bosses of Scorpina and Goldar by himself.
Yeah.
Which
because we've got to remind the kids who the awesome one is.
Oh yeah, he's the strongest, of course.
Literally, there's so many episodes where he's like, right, guys, you go and take on all the putties, and I'll go take on Scorpina and Rito and Goldar by myself. So, and everybody's like, yep, sounds good, Tommy. yeah, it happens. And it's the fact that he not only holds its own, but like you saw in the, it makes for really awkward choreography. Because as you could see in there, you could see Scorpino just hanging back, waiting for her to come in because he was busy training swords with Goldar. But God bless Goldar's body actor for being in the California sun in that bloody costume.
They definitely put in the work.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, any final thoughts before we finish off?
Don't believe so.
No. Alrighty, well, thank you for joining me for this. This has been fun.
yes, it has.
You can see how far our show has come from what the origins of. Taking that and making it into a more adult, more realistic, grounded show. Not realistic necessarily, but a show that makes sense.
Yeah.
And has stakes. Has been the fun of the show. And it's been fun introducing your guys' characters and coming up with cool ways to bring in the second roster of characters, but at the same time then being able to keep the original characters around, which means sometimes you guys don't always have loads of lines because there's 12 characters to surface.
Yeah.
I think you've all kind of, especially in these next few episodes, you've all kind of got stuff going on. So that's at least... something, and eventually we will get down to just a six ranger team again, people I think are worried that I'm going to turn it into a bloodbath to get there given my track record of the end of last season. But yeah, we'll see how that goes. It'll all be fun as we do the second half of season two. Okay folks, thank you for joining us here. Thank you, Will, for joining me. Is there anything you want to plug?
Oh geez, I did not think of this. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that will you can follow him on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
It's Cerulean Page.
Yeah, you can follow him on Twitter there if you want to hit him up and know how much you're enjoying his Adam. And we will wrap it up here. Thank you everybody for joining us. Good night.